Hey there, and welcome to the School Podcast.
Today we're brought with Abdurrahman Altair to speak on the topic mental resilience.
We hope you enjoy, and without further ado, here's the episode.
Hey, how are you?
How are you guys?
Nice doing great.
So do you just want to explain what you do in our school, who you are?
So obviously you know my name, you've just read it. I've been in here for exactly a decade now, since year two. And basically I help a lot around the school. I'm part of the peer-to-peer program, help with the hub as well, student voice, and I just kind of, you know, try to as much as possible to keep the school in a very safe and positive environment for everyone.
Why is that such an important thing for you, to keep the school such a positive environment?
Because actually when I first, you know, arrived here, it wasn't so much like that for me. Basically, I strive to where any new students don't have to go through the same exact thing I went through.
Yeah.
Because it is pretty harsh,
it's
especially on someone so young.
100%.
Yeah.
That's very admirable. Now, Tia, I want to ask you, what does mental resilience mean to you?
Mental resilience, to me, I see it as the ability for someone to go through hardship.
Mm.
Without, I don't want to say breaking,
yeah,
but getting through it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so sometimes what happens is with people when they get faced with anything hard, I'm talking like from, I don't know, an assignment, losing a family member, right? It's a very wide spectrum, which is why I can't really pinpoint an exact definition.
Of course.
But not being able to get through that is not, you know, ideal, because while some tasks might be extremely hard to get through, you still have to, because life moves on and nothing's gonna wait for you.
That's a very good definition.
Yeah.
So obviously you said when you first came to the school that you faced some challenges, not feeling particularly welcomed. What kind of challenges were that in particular?
So one thing I didn't mention about myself is that I actually have a prosthesis replacing my left arm from the elbow down. And when I arrived in year two, to be honest, you can't really blame the kids because this is a pretty foreign concept to them, you know? It's not a very common occurrence to see, especially here in Kuwait.
Yeah.
But, so basically they took it as I don't want to say exiled me, bit of a big word.
Yeah.
But it kind of felt that, as a
course.
Kid, that obviously when all of the people are like pushing you away, it does feel pretty dramatic.
Of course.
But... it was pretty hard my first few weeks. I got bullied, called all sorts of names for my arm and stuff like that. But the one thing I noticed as well, sometimes people don't do is they don't speak up, which isn't what I did. I spoke up immediately because I was fed up, right?
Yeah, of course.
And Miss Gould, the principal at the time, God bless her soul, she actually went up on a Sunday. Like, you know how you have Mr. Marchant that gave the announcements?
Yeah.
She went up there, I don't think I mentioned this to you earlier, but she went up there with the microphone. She said, this boy has this condition. She explained the condition. And she's like, if anyone lifts a finger to hurt this boy, you'll be dealing with me. And that's the end of that. And nobody opened their mouth ever again.
That just shows the power of speaking up and getting help when you need
for
it.
Sure.
And I think that it's quite an empowering thing as well, because you feel like you're not just alone. You've got actually a big community that you don't realize that you
exactly.
have.
Exactly. You don't realize it.
Exactly. You say that you faced a lot of bullying.
Yeah.
How do you think that's shaped you and who you are today?
Definitely improved my mental resilience. Because the thing I noticed actually pretty late on is the concept of hardship making you stronger. Like you said.
Yeah.
I thought hardship was just something that I treated this as an inconvenience. I now started treating it as a lesson every time, because once I started doing it that way, it did help my mental resilience a ton, because I learned so much and I kind of embraced the concept of hardship, because without hardship, life would just be so stale.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because then the fun times would just be all the time. And then,
what's the point of life
exactly.
if it's only fun?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think from the first moment I met you, even though we never spoke the first year I came, but just hearing from other people, in particular, Aaron, he always, everyone spoke of you so highly. Like, you're always happy to help people. You're always just such a giving and generous person. Why do you have that great desire? What do you, not gain from it, for lack of a better word, but Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I do understand what you mean. I do understand what you mean. And it's just because, again, this goes back to the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Misschooled, and a lot of people were there for me when I needed it. And that really kind of, I guess, sparked something in me, right?
Yeah.
To where I wanted to be that person as well. People can rely on, people can trust, people can go to for help. And well, I think I've done a pretty good job so far. I don't know about you guys.
We can both say that you've done an amazing job.
But yeah, it's just inspired me because it's another point as well is because it helps a lot more than you think. Like to me, at the beginning, like before I saw this as something I wanted to do, I thought it was just saying a few kind words to someone and going on with the rest of your day. But these few words can change.
They change the course of a life.
And I think these words. I do primary reading, just doing positive affirmations to kids in general, it just boosts their confidence 100%. And for us, we're like, oh, that's just what we do day to day.
Yeah.
But you don't know what those kids are going in their life,
yeah.
what they're facing on a day to day. So honestly, I think having a figure like you, especially who's faced so much adversity, I think that's excellent. 100%. I just want to ask, if there's a kid right now who's in your position that you face in year two, and they aspire to be like you now with your confidence, with your resilience, your willingness to help people, what would you say to them?
I would say that the first thing is, while I might obviously now be the big, strong, tough, whatever, like, confident person I am,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't that, and it took time to build that. Because, like I said, I built my mental resilience by going through hardship and understanding, right? So first of all, the first advice I'd give is embracing the concept of hardship. And embracing that hardship isn't like while I want you to embrace it, it's not something that's gonna be easy. It won't be easy to embrace. You still will go through very difficult times, right? But as long as you get through, you can get through sprinting, crawling, moving one atom at a time. If you get through, you get through. That's what matters. And that's the advice I have to give. It takes time, it takes focus, but once you get there, it's you're like mentally invincible, I guess you could say.
It builds you up.
Yeah.
It does build you as a person. Especially in a world like this, where you know, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. You definitely, I think that's a very important skill set to possess as a human person.
Yeah,
and you need to build that toolkit up as well. Like, my mum's always told me that you need multiple skills to help you on the day-to-day life, and you never know what's going to throw at you. So
exactly.
I think people, especially in today's society, we always want it to be solved straight away.
Yeah.
We're very impatient as it is, and I think it's important to know that if you want to get some life, it takes steps, it takes time. For you, it took how long? Let's say
to now, 10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
To be like that. And
now
I think
I'm 17.
That's a big chunk of your life. I think people just need to take a step back and realize it's a process. You can't just wake up the next day like, oh my gosh, I'm confident, I'm not insecure.
You get to take comfort knowing that you're not the only one going through these things.
100%.
Yeah.
And there's people who have gone through it, who are going through it, and who will go through it after you. And just that comfort makes it a little bit easier.
It does for sure.
Well, honestly, that's all the questions we have. All
right.
You've been a wonderful
interviewee. Thank
interview.
You very much. You guys have been wonderful interrogation officer.
But no, Jen, for me, that's also meant a lot, what you said.
Yeah.
I think we never know what the person we've been talking to
yeah.
is going through at this moment.
Exactly.
And I think, again, for you, it might seem so simple what you're saying, but...
Yeah.
It does mean a lot. You are
I appreciate
so changing lives here. All right.
Now that's the goal, definitely.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. All right, that's all we have to say. Thank you for coming to us today.
Thank you so much for having me on here.
All right. And any final words?
No, I think that's it. Do you have final words, T?
I mean, the people, I guess, listening to this, stay safe, stay resilient, and take care.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.